Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ray Culp. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairmon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Harper moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cater for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, May hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton hits a pop-up into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harper bunts towards third. Melton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Melton. Culp moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio is hit by the pitch. Harper moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith is hit by the pitch. Culp scores. Harper moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper scores. Aparicio moves to third. Smith moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio scores. Smith moves to third. Petrocelli moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Red Sox, 3. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Andrews applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kelly bunts towards the mound. Culp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Smith reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski moves to third. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli is walked intentionally. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Smith tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Melton takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May moves to third. Melton moves to second. Gary Peters now pitching. Walt Williams pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. May scores. Melton moves to third. Reichardt moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Melton scores. Reichardt moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball four. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cater hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. May hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reichardt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alvarado now playing shortstop. Rich Morales now playing third base. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Gary Peters. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Galliano reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller pinch runs for Phil Galliano. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Tiant now pitching. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. John Kennedy pinch runs for Luis Aparicio. Terry Forster now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski bunts towards third. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.